You obviously, I'm sure you're not surprised by your success. Could you talk a little bit about what it's been like for you to go from college to the NFL and the success you've had?
Sure, you know, just with a good team, with a lot of playmakers already on this defense and on this team already. So it just made my job a lot easier. So just going out the door, my job, and like I said, having the D-line we got, the guys we got around us, made things quick, so.
Do you think the height prejudice has gone away?
I don't know. You never know. There's always people that's going to talk about that in any type of way when things ain't going right. But you know, I just got to do my job and let my game speak for me. So.
Have you spent your career with that proverbial chip on your shoulder as a, you know, you were a 3-star recruit and all that, and you know, is that something that's kind of followed you along and kind of added fuel to your fire, do you think?
Not really. I never had a chip on my shoulder. People always, they asked me that since college, that I play with a chip on my shoulder because of all the talk. But like I always say, you know, I just got out there and do my job, play the game I love to play. Like I said, let my game speak for me. You know, like I said, there's going to be people that might be Aaron Donald fans, or might be people that's not, but I can't do nothing about that. But just keep going and doing what I'm supposed to do, so.
What do you think? What's your opinion on the future of the Rams defensive line? Do you feel like you guys are at the beginning of something big?
Yes, I do. I think we ain't played our best football yet. You know, that's the best thing. You know, and I think if we keep doing what we're doing and continue to grow as a unit, you know, we can do some special things. You know, some things that have never been done in this league before. So. You just got to stay focused and keep pushing and keep having that mindset to try to dominate every week. So,
is that something that you guys talk about, the potential for it to be something, you know, fearsome, foursome, you know, if you want to go to NFL history?
You always hear about that great defensive line, but, you know, we trying to build our own history, you know. So we talk about it, but not how people think we do, you know. But we just talk about doing our jobs and, like I said, letting our game speak for us. You know, just going out there, flying around, playing fast. And when one guy's tired, another guy come in and make some plays. So we just got a nonstop rotation and a great D-line from first team to second team to third team. We all playmakers, so we all look at each other like we all started anyway. So,
Aaron, what's the challenge of trying to sack Aaron Rodgers?
It's going to be tough. You know, he's a great quarterback. You know, they got a good offensive line that play great together. So we got a game, a scheme this week, and we just got to execute it the right way and do our jobs, and we'll be fine. But it's going to be kind of tough getting on it because you get that ball pretty fast, but we're just going to do what we got to do. So,
Aaron, what is the challenge with a guy like Rodgers and how he protects the football? Because obviously I know you guys are looking for turnovers, but what is the challenge with what he does on that aspect of it?
You got to play smart. You know, when you play against a great quarterback, you got to play smart. You got to play gap sound because – I mean, he can read defenses and take advantage and take things away from us. So we just got to play together and, you know, like I said, keep getting after him. You know, don't let him try to get too comfortable. But it's going to be tough. Like I said, he's just a good player and got good players around him. So,
Aaron, did you watch a lot of the film of him in the Seattle game?
Yes, I watched it.
Okay, so after the Seattle game, he talked about you guys, Rodgers talked about you guys specifically because he said, against Seattle, he was able to step up into the pocket and then escape after that or throw from a solid pocket. And he said the reason why you guys are so good is because you collapse the pocket from the interior. How important is that you guys are able to do that against him on Sunday? Because he obviously knows that you're good at it, and I think that that's something that he would admit makes it tougher on him.
You know, that's something we got to do because I think people take credit that he's a mobile quarterback. He can take off and run. You know, he can move great in the pocket and he can throw on the run. So just keeping him contained, you know. And like I said, not letting him get too comfortable back there because when a quarterback back there, definitely the type of quarterback he is, and you let him get comfortable back there, it'll be a long day. So we just got to collapse gaps and don't go in them step-up lanes, but throwing lanes to get free. So if we do that – keep them bottled up, we should be fine, man. And try to take playmakers away. So,
what have you thought about when you've watched Green Bay's guards sitting in Langan or Center Lindsley? What are your early impressions of those guys?
What you said?
Yeah, what are your early impressions of Green Bay's interior guys, their guards and center?
I think they're good. Like I said, I think they play good overall as an offensive line. I think they play great together. You know, So it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're just going to get after it. So.
I know it's just one win, but does beating Arizona mean anything more? You guys are trying to build something there, and they're undefeated and all that. Is it just a win, or is there something more to it?
It's just like any other win, but it's a divisional win, so it's a big win. You know, so it's a game that we needed. You know, we come off winning the first game of the season and winning losing two games straight, and then so it was a big bounce back game we needed. So we got to keep pushing. You know, like I said, we ain't played our best football yet. And that's the best thing. We got so much room to improve. You know, so I'm just excited.